My lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, that's reading a good little bit here tonight. I want to talk with you just a little bit out of the scriptures here tonight concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this morning about, I suppose it was somewhere around 3 o'clock, a lot of times we get up in the wee hours of the night or the morning to pray. It's customary with us to pray. If God calls us in the middle of the night to pray, it's customary with us to pray. If he calls us at the noontime, or whenever God speaks to us, Brother Harold, we try to pray. And last night, or that is sometimes this morning, about 3 o'clock or something like that, the Lord impressed our hearts to pray. And we got up out of bed and we were on our knees praying when I heard a commotion. And I heard a young woman screaming and going on. And I walked out into the edge of the darkness there to find out what was going on and began to make inquiry. And I found out that a young girl had been mistreated. And you say, well, what was the reason? I don't know the reason, but the thing is she was mistreated. And I also learned that the girl had not been treated the way she ought to, and she wasn't in condition to be treated the way that she ought to have been. And so then we talked with these people and finally found out what was going on and laid our hands on them and prayed for them, and the evil spirit that was upon the person broke, and the individual went on home without any trouble, and all the commotion stopped. But I understand that after she got home, that somebody went into the window and abused this girl and maybe kicked some of her teeth out and really broke her up and bruised her. I know she might be a bad girl. I don't know. I don't know about that. It's not for me to know. But I do know one thing, that's wrong. That's wrong. The Bible said here that if you begin to eat and drink with the drunken, that the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he's not expecting him and shall appoint him his part with the hypocrite. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I know that the girl ought not to have been abused last night. Regardless of what she's done, it's wrong to abuse people. It's wrong to try to hurt people and try to destroy mankind. The Bible said they that destroy the earth, God said I will destroy them. And so then when we destroy the earth, whether it be these countries that's going to do it with bombs, or whether it be those that pollute the earth with fornication and adultery and breaking and all of these things, whatever it might be, God is going to destroy them. But the Bible said they that destroy the earth, God will destroy them. I noticed throughout this island that there's a lot of drinking, a lot of carousing, a lot of going on. A lot of women that ought to be home with the children are out with men carousing around. And a lot of men that ought to be home with the wife are out with other women carousing around. Don't you know that God will visit you for those things? Don't you know that God will frown upon your iniquity and bring the curse of his power upon you and destroy you until you be destroyed from over the face of the earth for doing those things? The Bible said it was as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. But the Bible said in that day they were eating and they were drinking, they were having a good time. And my friend, God began to move in that particular time, and the Spirit of God began to look into the matter and begin to see the things that was going on. And the Bible said that God came down and began to weigh the situation as he did in that day. So he did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when the people became very wicked. God said, I will go down and I will take a look and I'll stick it all together such as I have the report. And if it so be, I'll burn the place with fire. And the Bible said he came down. My friend, I'm here tonight in Grand Cayman Island because God sent me here. God has come down to take a look at Grand Cayman Island because the wickedness of this island is great before God, and the judgments of God is getting ready to be poured out upon Grand Cayman. And God's come down to take a look at the situation to see it all together, the report as it was. I tell you in the name of the Lord, if you've ever repented of your sins before, if you've calleth on God, you'd better start calling upon Him in this revival and get your heart right with God. Yes. Young ladies, you that have your mind on other men out there, men that don't belong to you, you had better get your mind off them and get your mind on God. You young girls, you better straighten up your crooked, wretched life, or God's going to call you to judgment.
Yeah.
You young men that's going around here abusing these women, I tell you, bunch of cowards. Anybody would knock a woman around the coward. Yeah. And if you know who's done it, you tell him I said he was a coward. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God, you lay my face now. Tell him his face is a coward. Amen. Real men don't knock women around. The word of God, I believe a real man can stand up. Well, that's right. Hallelujah. I believe a real lady can stand up and be a lady. I believe she can put a man in this place. Bless your heart, you let a real woman stand up. You let a real lady be there. And you let a man come along in the wrong kind of way and see it. She don't put him in his place. It won't take her but just a few minutes. Hallelujah. Praise God, we're living in perilous times, folks. Perilous times. The Bible teaches as it was in the days of Noah. You say, Brother Pike, what was it in the days of Noah? The Bible said all flesh is corrupted its way before God. My friend, throughout the United States, throughout Grand Cayman and around the world, it looks like everybody has corrupted their way before God. It looks like all flesh is corrupted its way before God. And the wrath of God is ready to be poured out upon it. Peter, in his writings, he spoke of this time. And he said, the very elements shall be on fire. Are you listening to me tonight? The very elements shall be on fire. What are the elements? Did you know that they take the atomic power out of the elements? Did you know that when Einstein discovered this great formula, that he learned how to unlock the elements? That he learned how to take the atoms that's in the air and turn those atoms into a blaze and inferno us? Did you know that that's the elements that's on fire? Peter said, seeing in the last days, my friend, that the very elements itself shall be on fire. What manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, when He burned this world with fire and destroy the wicked and do away with them that destroy the earth? What a day, what an hour. We need to get stirred, folks. We need to wake up in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. They become so wicked that you couldn't even live in the community where they were.
The Bible says it's
not a righteous man's best by the conversation of the wicked. He was best. He couldn't even live around them. My friend, I noticed in your community that it's getting so bad that a good person have trouble living around here. Yes, sir. I see things going on it ought not to be. I say it's getting bad. We preach down in old Mexico. And I tell you, I've been there when they come out on their horses and start popping their guns. I've been sleeping right out on the stars. When they trample around the horses, down there firing the guns. I've asked why the police didn't go out and do something about it. I was informed by the missionary that they'd shoot him down. I said, don't they have any law around here? He said, no. I said, they're afraid to go out there and do anything. But let me tell you something. When you got God, you're not afraid.
Yeah.
Please, God, you're not a coward when you got God. James wasn't a coward. Peter wasn't a coward. John wasn't a coward. Those men had faith in God. Please, God, I listened to them pop the guns. Stomp around. Listen to them gallop across the prairie. Drink their drunken songs and spit their knives. And then I went to their face and I said, you better repent of your evil and get your wretched heart straightened out with God. I said, God is calling you from all the face of the earth. Amen. My brother, it's time that we rose up for God. You young men, it's got a backbone out there. Have a backbone for God. Be something for God. If men can stand around and curse and smoke and snort and drink their whiskey and play cards and have enough boldness to curse and do the way they do, don't you know you ought to have enough boldness to testify for Jesus Christ and stand up for God? Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Praise God.
Somebody said, I'm afraid I'll get hurt. My God, what better way could you get hurt? Amen. They beat Peter. They stoned Paul. They left him for dead. That's right. They beat him. They beheaded some of them. But tell me something. What better way could a man die than the testimony of Jesus Christ? Amen. Glory to God. You're going to wither up with old age anyway if Jesus cares. It's better to die for God than it is to rust out for the devil sitting around. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I feel relieved. I'm feeling better all the time. Hallelujah. I was over in Mississippi when this racial mess got started. And they had that old ass child preach the gospel. And they got that junk started over there. Oh, I'm going to stand up. And a bunch of hooded men come in there and stir the stirrings up, trying to take the pastor off. We're going to cause trouble. A bunch of people called themselves the tinkler. And I told them, I said, you bunch of hooded cowards. I said, you need to take your masks off. I said, when men stood on the battlefield and died for us, gave their lives over there, spilled their blood so that we could have freedom. I said, do you think I'll stare at a bunch of hood cowards run me around? Amen. And bless your heart, we didn't have no more trouble out of them. They left and proved to be just exactly what they want. And I'll tell you, a bunch of drunks stumbling around from bar to bar. A bunch of cowards, that's what they are. They're cowards or they wouldn't stumble from bar to bar. They stand up and be men, bless your heart. And a bunch of harlots and whores running around from house to house and they thought they ought to be, they wouldn't do it. Amen. You can say amen or owe me, that's the way it's wrote in the book. Praise God, I'll tell you right now. God's going to visit for this iniquity. You elderly women, God has commanded you elderly women to be mothers to these younger girls and commanded you to set the right example before them. Mother, why haven't you done it? Daddy, why haven't you done it? What's the matter with you, Daddy? My God, you go up and leave your little children in the wind to wander around. You don't know what's happening to them. Amen. I tell you right now, we need to get shook up for it. It's time to get shook up over this thing. Don't you know there's a God in heaven? I know that God came down in the form of a man, just like you, man, in the form of Jesus Christ. I know that he did it. But listen, my friend, just because he wanted to show us how humble he was, that don't do away with the fact that he's God. He's God. You say, how big is he? Go down there to that Caribbean Sea and look out across that vast water. And remember, God made it, and that God holds it in his hands. Look up at those stars across the heavens, and remember, God made them. Get some idea how big he is. He's God. You think about the Rocky Mountains. You think about California. You think about Grand Cayman in Jamaica. You think about Germany and Russia. You think about Africa. And you think about the big oceans around about. And you know how big God is.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen.
He's God. My God, folks, he's God. He's Almighty God. The Bible said his eyes are throughout the earth, beholding the good and the evil. That's beholding the good and the evil. My brother and sister, have you done good today? Have you done good for somebody today? My brother and sister, have you done evil today? God's eyes are throughout the earth, beholding the good and beholding the evil. And Jesus said, every deed that you've done, in the body you'll give an account thereof. In the day of judgment, when you stand before the great judge, every deed you've got to give an account to God. That man that went and kicked that girl's teeth out last night. Somebody said, I asked something about it. He said, well, he's on dope. Well, he needs to get off the dope. Bless your heart, a bunch of you young folks running around sucking on some dope weed, and you want everybody to believe you can't do no better. That's right. You run around and you suck on this dope, and you peddle dope, and you get grandma and grandpa, and the police and everybody else thinking you can't do no better. You're not even do better if you will. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Submit yourself unto God, that's what you need to do. Hallelujah. We was down in Portland, Oregon, there at Dr. Roberts' place, right down there on Skid Row, where them dope fiends was, where there's all the needles and everything, running around with long hair and all this stuff. Dr. Roberts told me, he said, don't get out of this place after dark. I looked out there through the window, and I saw those fiery souls, and I couldn't stay away from that. He said, don't go out there. I said, man, I got to go out there. I went out there in the midst of them, and one reached over me after another with a knife in his hand, and barely six of them come together. I raised my hand to God. I said, you devil, in the name of Jesus, how did you kill the powers of the devil? And them men fell down on their knees, right down the sidewalk, in time to come together to talk to God. Hallelujah. 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 That man dragging that woman last night, couldn't do nothing with her. Laid hands on and prayed for her, and she turned around like a little sheep and went home. Hallelujah. Riding down the street one day, all down the state, and here was two big husky policemen. And there was a colored man that had ripped somebody up. He was a mean person, a big person. And there two policemen grabbed him, and they couldn't do nothing with him. They were blackjacking him and trying their best to get control of him. I started down the street. I didn't want to stop. I had my wife in the car. I kept going. They hollered out me, said, stop in the name of the law and help us with this man. I pulled the car on the side. All we did, I got out. I walked up there where it was. I said, you policeman. I said, you leave him alone. I said, he'll get in the car. I said, you done beat him so much he's crazy. You don't know what he's doing. Laid hands on him like this, whispered a prayer, and he melted like a pound. Got in the car. Went on home. My friend, God's love. God is love. God is love. Everything responds to love. God is love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're living in a wicked time, my friend. We're living in a wicked day. Don't you want to do something for Grand Cayman? Listen, God isn't going to hold you responsible for what they do in the United States. He's not going to hold you responsible for what they do in Russia. But he's going to hold you responsible for Grand Cayman, my friend. For Grand Cayman, you are tonight responsible to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. God, give us some young folks that won't be a coward and turn to dopes and needles and cigarettes and become a barber. God, give us some young mothers that'll stand up and be a lady and tell some of these rotten creatures to leave them alone if they want to be decent and upright. God, give me some people like that. God, give me some people like that. Hallelujah. God, give me some mothers. Give me some old folks that'll stand up and say, young lady, be a lady, live for God, be a testimony in your community. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you, folks, it's time to get shook up. It's time to get shook up. The wrath of God's coming to Grand Cayman. You watch what I'm telling you. Folks, you watch what I'm telling you. If you don't repent before God and get straightened out, the wrath of God is for the fire. You say, I don't believe it. God sent me to a big business man not too long ago in Mississippi. I walked up to him, Meyer. He was a big business man. He had houses, big, beautiful houses, but a house strolled up and down the street of Memphis, just out of Mississippi, in the big city of Memphis. And God spoke to me and said, go to him. He's played the hypocrite. I went over there to him. And he turned back and he looked at me with a great big huge fella. A fella that when he spoke, he'd make me sick. And he spoke to me and I looked back. I said, God said you played the hypocrite. And I said, because of that, God's going to set your field on fire. And he raised back. He said, how do I know that God said it? I said, my friend, you'll know that God said it when it come to pass.
Oh, Lord.
Did it come to pass? Amen. Bless your heart, it wasn't but a few weeks. And God broke him down the way he come down there. And the man that had been working on a job for him, God raised that man up because he took a testimony for God. And we told him God would raise him up. God raised him up, and he's got a quarter of $1 million worth of buildings going right there. And the same man that God broke down went to this man that he worked for as a laborer on his job and asked him for a job. That's the way God broke him down. Amen. My, I wish I had time to take it back. That's the case of my friend. I know. Glory to God, this God's real. You believe this God's real? I do hope so. Glory to God, I feel so. Hello! This God can heal you, I'm talking about tonight. This God can save you, my friend. This God can straighten out demon eyes. Hello, he can give you salvation. Praise God, when those terrific winds come, when those storms come and those earthquakes come, God can stop them when they came out. You say you believe that book like I knew he can. I was over in the state of Nebraska one time. I started out to preach for God. God old man, they give a report that there was a hurricane coming through. It was heading that direction. I went out there and I looked and the trees began to roll out. You know how the tops of the trees do when those great winds come. You know what I'm talking about. You know how you're shaking your shoes when God begins to wind up that wind up there. You men that seem to be so brave, and you ladies that seem to be so brave, you're dope when nothing else don't help you when God begins to wind up that wind. Praise God, you stand up and take notice. That tree began to roll around there, and I realized how little I was. I looked up there and I said, my God. I said, God, I come up here to preach the gospel. I said, I come in to tell these people about Jesus. I said, Lord, you said we had power over the storm. I said, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to turn this thing and send another direction.
Amen.
The reports on the radio begin to come. It begins to come. The storm is turning and it's headed in another direction. Oh, hallelujah. I was the one speaking terms with God. I was the one speaking terms with God. When Daniel got the lion's den, he was on speaking terms with God. When the Hebrew children got the fire burning, they were on speaking terms with God. And God didn't let the fire burn. He didn't let the fire burn. Glory to God, you can be on speaking terms with God. Oh, hallelujah. We just stand in there. Will you stand with me tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling so much better talking about this. Go away. Let's go on. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. You love him tonight. You love him tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to bow your heads with me, Christian friend. Will you do it? Will you bow your heads with me for just a few minutes? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want Brother Taylor to come back up here, if he will. Let Brother Harold have that, if he will. Brother Harold, will you take that for him, please? Hallelujah. Will you come back up here, Brother Taylor, just a few minutes? Praise God, folks. Folks, we're living in perilous times. We're living in perilous times, folks. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Oh, something is about to happen. I want to be ready, don't you? Oh, I fear God. I don't fear man. I don't fear storms. I don't fear earthquakes. I don't fear nothing. But every time I think about God, I tremble in my shoes. I fear God. Hey man, man came to nothing but kill me, but God can subject me to suffering throughout eternity.
Yeah.
He can cause me to be tortured throughout eternity and never get it released. The Bible said, don't fear them that's able to kill the body after that they can do no more, but rather fear him who's after that he's killed the body and able to destroy the soul in hell.
Amen.
Oh, fear God tonight. Fear God tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, let's sing this little song. Hallelujah, the key of G.
Whoa,
and a higher.